This is a talk given by Sydney Banks. A deeper appreciation of what he is saying can be obtained by listening to this tape many times.
There's two lives. There's one on this material plane. This one we call Earth or Universe or whatever you want to call it. This plane. There's a second life. And it lies within each and every living soul on earth. It lies inside. And if you ever contact this inner side of life, this inside spiritual side of life, at that second, you start to become the ruler of your own world. Because you see what you are. You start to find the secret of thought and its relationship to what we call life. Because all life is a spiritual thought. That's what life is. It's a spiritual thought manifest in form via a Christ conscious state. And if you find a secret to the pattern of thought, you'll find what everybody in the universe has been seeking for since the beginning of time. It's that simple. The answer doesn't lie outside. It lies inside. But when you talk about inside, it's the unknown. And if it's the unknown, you can't recognize it. Not until you're ready. Then once you're ready, you'll have the experience of hearing. And the experience of hearing for the first time in your life, it's the first step towards your Christ consciousness. The first true step. Because you've gone to the true religion of mankind. You've gone to the very essence of truth to find it. And this takes courage. Because there is only one truth. There is only one religion. There is only one true religion, and that true religion is truth. It can't possibly be anything else. And truth has no rituals or dogmas. It just is. And it lies in each and every one of us. And it's there to come out at any given time. Anytime you wish it. The only thing that stops you from seeing it is the petty beliefs of our own mind. We are mind created on earth. Go beyond the mind. You go beyond the creation that you now know to the truth. Every living soul on earth is that thing via a conscious state. Simplicity. Everybody in the universe wants to be something different other than they are. And all you have to do is surrender to yourself and realize that you desire absolutely nothing else, then you've found your total freedom. Then anything you wish will come true. It's the will of the mind. It's the will of God. The will of the mind is really a very, very silly, useless thing. It's used to play games on ourselves. The will of God is the total truth. It's a secret to mankind. It's a secret between heaven and earth. It's a missing link. But it can't be heard from the mind, so it doesn't make sense. This is why it takes hearing. And hearing is the experiencing of the realization of the fact. And once you realize a fact, most of your problems in life will fade away for the simple reason when you see this fact, you will see the simplicity and the stupidity of our own ignorant, lost minds. But you'll see it as not wrong. You will see it as perfect. And it's in this perfection for the secrets lie. where the true secrets lie. If you can see the rights and the wrongs, it's still perfect, because it is all God's game. It is all the will of God. Because our free will and our free mind, in reality, isn't. It is God's free will and free mind, because God is the energy of all things. And this allness is all things. And this is where you go to find the total secret, the absolute. And if you ever find the absolute, you will realize it isn't absolute, because there is no end to the absolute. You will realize that all life is nothing but a divine thought. And the way it works is via levels of conscious state. And each living soul has a separate conscious state from any other living soul. This is a free will and a free mind in action. But somewhere beyond the mind lies a greater truth. And this truth, when heard, drops all the barriers of the ignorance of the mind and lets the light shine in so you can see your happiness before your eyes all the time. Because you have surrendered to the greater, to the allness, to realize you never were separate from the allness. You only thought you were. And while you think you are, you're a prisoner of your own free will and free mind. If you look inside and find the beauty that lies within you, and you keep going in towards this beauty, to this love, to this understanding, then you will find your freedom. Then you will realize the secret to all religions, that all religions are one, but religion is lost. They have lost the one absolute. You see, when truth is spoken, there are must occur. And the musts are, the people must start healing their sicknesses. They must start to become happier. The children must become high children. This is must. This is Christianity, because you are touching Christ's conscious state. And the second a Christ conscious state is touched, as soon as that Christ conscious state is touched, those so-called miracles must occur. Because you are handing yourself over to yourself in the name of God. You are finding the absolute freedom. You are breaking through the sicknesses of the mind. And once found, you cannot be sick from the mind, because you are no longer lost. You have found the way. You have found the way. Once a Christ consciousness is touched, that person has found the way. But he can still stray. But he will always come back to that path. That is the true blessing of mankind. It's finding that all things lie within. All things. Totally all things lie within. It's a secret to all religions. Very few will ever hear this. But it's a secret to raising the level of consciousness of the universe so that mankind can start to live in a better space. That's the important thing. Space. The space where you live, the level of consciousness where you live, the same thing. It's an energized space. And each level of consciousness has varying energized spaces. And the higher you go, the more energy is in this space. And this energy is God. Because God is the energy of all things. And it's the protection of this space, this energy, that protects, because the protection is knowledge. And when true knowledge is found, it must manifest in a form. It must manifest in a form. Because it is not a belief. It's a fact. It's an absolute fact. And nothing can shake it. Because it's so simple, you wonder why nobody else can see it. But the simplicity is hidden by levels of consciousness. Find the secret of levels of consciousness, all you have to do is listen. You already know. It's just a recognizing of it. And when you hear it, it comes with a divine thought. That's what it is. It's your inner self opening up to your inner self, recognizing who you are. And with it, recognizing the beauty that you have, that the beauty that everybody else has, because everybody else is all one anyway. There is only one thought. It's just broken up from the mind to play the game of life. It is God playing God, put it that way. Find it, you find happiness. Find it, you'll find eternal life. Absolute. Eternal life. If you ever find, truly find, what is called God. For the simple reason, you'll realize there's no such thing as death. There's only the illusion of. So therefore, how can there be death? See, the difference between death and life is a conscious state. From the mind, via a Christ-conscious mind. But the mind thinks it knows what it's doing and what's happening. But this is the illusion. And when Christ talked, he was trying to tell people about this illusion. He was trying to explain to people how to get there. He was showing them the way. But very, very few ever heard. To this day, very, very, very few. That's why religion is split. There's only one. And it covers all. Because it sees everybody working as perfect. Because you're lost, that doesn't mean to say you're not perfect. You're perfect. You must be perfect, or you wouldn't be what is. And what is a proof that everything is, because it is, it's here. You can't argue over that. And if you see that as a fact, then you've, once again, you've found your freedom. See, to find your freedom from unhappiness, and find your freedom from insecurity and everything else that goes in life, and all your sadness and your sickness, is it? Just find a secret to your own self. Then you'll be taken care of. And the more you realize your allness, then the more you're taken care of. Because when I say allness, I mean everything is one. It's just one. There just is. And this isness is full of little pieces. Created on an illusion. And these little pieces are us in the world, eh? But that's just the illusion. The true reality of life lies within. And if you see it, you'll see the simplicity of life. So therefore you'll start to find your happiness. You see, if you only accept one side, the good, and you don't accept the bad, then you're judging. But as you start to find the secret to life, you realize the perfection of everything, deeper and deeper and deeper, until all of a sudden there's no judging. Right? And if you do happen to fall, being a human being, still with your free will and free mind, you haven't lost anything, decide that you are going to judge. When you do, you realize what you're doing, you realize what you've done, so it really doesn't matter. But even the bad feeling, it would come with it. It wouldn't really matter. You just take it as being stupid, but then you don't like it. So naturally, you jump back to the good. And you'll always do this. No matter whoever lived on earth, they would always do this. Because you, when you surrender your little to the great, you're not surrendering anything. The great's already got you. Because the great is everything. See? So you're really not surrendering anything. That too is the illusion. But you've got to live in the illusion until someday you see there's something different. You see a truer reality, eh? And when you see this true reality, that all things are one, then you start to find your happiness, eh? This is what people call Christianity. See, it's not a personal. It's an isness. You can call it a spirit, or you can just call it an isness. It just is. Energy without form. It's really nothing. And from this energy without form, this nothing, all things appear via thought, via Christ-conscious thought to mankind to play the game of life. It's very simple, but so difficult. You know, it's like riding a bike. It's difficult until you learn how to do it. Then once you learn to ride a bike, it's easy, eh? And really, when you see life as is, so much comes to you that you can go out and help others. Hmm? It's a sharing. This as is taking care of you. You know that. Because you are this isness, eh? You can't be separated. So you get a whole bunch of stuff and you throw it out. You get all this, anything you want, like love or understanding, or just you just want to throw it away, eh? And the more you throw it away, the more comes. It's a fact. And that's the same as every human being on earth. The more they can give out to life, which must come from within, a feeling. You give a feeling. You give an understanding. And a feeling and an understanding which is coupled with another feeling called love. And they're all one, eh? Because true love and true understanding are the same thing. There's really no difference. And this is what brings health and happiness and understanding and tranquility. It makes you see the world within, the inside, the true reality of life. It's not another place, eh? It's a space that you're still seeing as is. You're seeing here, but it's a space, it's a seeing. It's an understanding of what the prophet said, or Christ said, or Buddha said, or whoever said, eh? It's an understanding. It's not a belief, it's a fact. It is an absolute fact. And when you see it, it comes as an absolute fact, because it's so simple. It's so simple. It's just something really nice. Call it Christianity, call it whatever you want. Find yourself. Doesn't matter what name you put on it, because it's all the same story. Same truth. Can't change. Impossible. Totally impossible. Totally impossible. That's why there's only one truth. It can be told in many ways, eh? Oh, many, many ways. But there's only one truth. And there always, always only has been one truth. So therefore, it always will be. Can't change. Can't. Because it's isness. And this isness is the source the true source of all things. See, we're always out there thinking of a place. Mm-mm. It's a space. It's something inside. It's tucked behind there somewhere that you know. Eh? So if you hear it, penny drops, you've got it. See, the whole world searches to give people information to lift their level of consciousness, eh? So that they'll start to be happy or whatever. So we fish them more and more information, eh? And that's completely wrong. What you've got to do is just simply listen to truth. And it's been written in many different places, and there's people in the world who have this truth, eh? And raise the level of consciousness. Then when the level of consciousness comes, it comes with a new truth. Yeah? There's no sense of seeing the old truth, the same thing everybody's talking about, let's say, and everybody's written about, eh? Because even though that truth's true on that level will not allow them to have peace and tranquility because they're X amount lost from their own divinity. See? So what you've got to do is raise the level of consciousness so that they see different. Because they're seen from another level, they're seen from a greater understanding, an understanding that's closer to their own divinity. And this brings peace and tranquility and shares understanding, which would, in time, stop pollution, because you would have the understanding. It would stop starvation because you'd have the understanding. But we lack the understanding, eh? It's not that we lack the brains. I'm not talking about mind experience brains. We've got loads of that, eh? Like, and it's beautiful, we need it, eh? For many things. But I'm talking about raising the level of consciousness to try and tranquil the universe, eh? You've got to raise that level of consciousness. The Bible would say, Jacob's ladder, eh? Step by step, Jacob's ladder. That's what it is. It's a level of consciousness. And people think when you talk about level of consciousness, it's a concept or it's an idea, eh? It isn't. It's an absolute fact. And I know a lot of you people that have experienced this know as well as I do what a level of consciousness is because you've experienced going through them, but you can't explain it. Because it's an experience. It's an experience of seeing something that you've never seen before. You can't change the world. I swear before God, you can't change the world. It's impossible. You change you. Then the world changes because you see different. And the more you see different, you spread it to others. Eh? Then they spread it to others. Then all of a sudden, we're all seeing with more clarity. And we can fix the mess the world's in. And we can throw away a lot of our stupid little sicknesses that we've used for years, unknowingly. Yeah? And this is why a lot of these people, all of a sudden the sicknesses are vanishing, eh? And they can't understand it. It's because of finding true knowledge. That true knowledge is truth. It's religion. It's a purest religion. Eh? And you only have to hear it. You only have to hear it because you start to realize that this thing called God is not out there. It's inside. You've got to find it now, inside. And the second you see it, you'll see truly a more peaceful world. Yet understand with more clarity than before exactly what's going on out there. But you start to go within. You start to go to this new universe within, eh? And then you can see what's happening and understand at the same time. And when you can see what's happening and understand at the same time, this is where the judgment leaves, eh? But you'll always judge. Like, it'll just go less and less and less, because the higher you go, the less judgment. It comes in a parcel. You can't split the parcel. Once you jump a level of consciousness, all the information that you've been seeking, how to fix your problems, comes, eh? And do you know how it comes? It lets you realize you really didn't have a problem. You only thought you had a problem. And that's the greatest relief in the world. To say, wow, like really. And yet it's the most difficult thing in the world to give away. Because you don't listen to what's been said. See, it's not so much the words. It's something beyond the word, eh? Because remember, we've jumped levels, eh? And you're trying to go to something that you've never seen or heard before. You're trying to see, like, the man that first visualized the electric light bulb, like something that had never known before, absolutely out of nowhere, like a divine thought coming from beyond the mind, but wow, like electric light bulb, yeah. Well, that's the same as what happens when you listen to truth. All of a sudden, it's like an electric light bulb, eh? It's something for the first time. And it's just a thought. But it's such a beautiful thought because it'll manifest itself. Like once the electric light bulb was thought of, then all it had to do was manifest it, eh? But in actual essence, that electric light bulb was always there. And that's the same as truth. It's already there. All you got to do is click that light bulb there in your head, then it'll manifest itself. You just have to be, and all of a sudden you'll find everything you want. Stop searching, just live. That's it. It's a calming down and seeing life clearer. That's all.
Thank you for listening to this talk. We hope it has been helpful to you.